Welcome back to another episode of Tacos and Tattoos. I made it back to Siwatanejo and just spent the last 3 days in Pathcrow with my friend Tracy. Had the adventure of taking a bus from Querétaro down to Morelia, and then I met her there. I had to wait around the bus station for about an hour and then met up with her, and we hopped in an Uber and took an Uber, which is an hour away, to Pathcrow, and we wandered around the historic centro, did some Christmas shopping in May. Oh, traveling is like the best way to buy gifts because my family is really small, but I know exactly what they like, and when I'm traveling, I can look for it in the handcrafts. I love buying handmade things or artistry for friends and family because I think it's just so much more special when it has a story behind it, when it's based on like traveling. So anyway, we did that. We went to my favorite Pueblo Mágico, there we go, which is a magic town called Singsunsan. It has this garden that has all these like 500-year-old olive trees. And the last time I went there, we stopped by there on my way up to Querétaro, and oh my God, the energy there is just so incredibly amazing. I'll have to share that story with you in another episode, but that garden is my favorite place in all of Mexico. It's not the most, it's so peaceful and beautiful, but the energy of it is just so pure. Oh my God, it's amazing. So I am now sick though. The problem with traveling in Mexico is that it is so dry and hot in Querétaro, and then it is so humid hot in Ziwa, but it is very cold and damp in the mountain towns. And so this happens every year, every year. Plus, when you're on the buses, they run the AC like hardcore. So you're in like a hoodie and you're all bundled up on the bus and then you get where it's hot. So Tracy and I started feeling a little bit sick yesterday morning. Like, we had this weird cough, and I was like, oh, I feel like I'm getting sick, but maybe it's just because it was cold last night and it just like created like some phlegm in my chest. But by the time I got in my apartment last night, about 9 o'clock, I felt horrible. Like, so just like run down. My throat was hurting. I just felt like my ears were also stuffy. Like, it was just weird. Like, I didn't feel like I had the flu or cold. It just like felt like a weird thing. So this morning I woke up and I was like, I definitely have a sinus infection. And normally with this, if I was in the US, I'd be freaking out because it's like, oh my God, I don't have a doctor. It's gonna be so expensive. Like, all this sort of panic, you know, ugh. But here it's so amazing. You just go down to the, there's two choices. You can go to an actual doctor's office, or they have these pharmacies that have medical physicians in them, and it's like 40, 50 pesos to see them, and they'll prescribe you anything you need. Obviously, it's gonna be simple things like a rash or a cold or an infection. Like, they're not specialists or anything, but they can solve most of the common chronic things that like happen around here. Like, this is a common thing. But that office is very busy. It was full of a lot of locals, and I was like, I don't want to take away from this low-cost service from them, so I just decided to wander around the corner where I know there's two more doctor's offices. I had a actual doctor that I would just message on WhatsApp, but he caught a like extreme case of cancer and he went to Guadalajara, and every time I connected with him, he was still gone and still very sick. So I have since then bounced around to other people's doctors, but I didn't like them so much. So I wasn't like, I want to go out of my way to try to reach out to them and go see their doctors again. So I wandered to this little street where I know there's a couple doctors, and I poked my head in the first office that was open. And I was like, in Spanish, my upcoming Spanish, I was like, do you have any appointments available today? And he was like, yeah, sure thing, come on in. And I was like, "Are you the doctor?" He's like, "I'm the doctor." He was like opening up the office. And I was like, "Okay, cool." And he's like, "Go ahead, go have a seat." And I went into his office and he was like, "So what's bothering you?" And I was like, "Hey, I went somewhere it's cold. I think I have a sinus infection. My mucus was like straight up green this morning. I don't feel well. Here's my symptoms." And he did the basic, like, take your temperature, look at your throat, take your blood pressure. And he said, "Yes, why you do have that. Here is some antibiotics." But also, something to note about in Mexico is they give vaccines and, well, they give these types of shots in the butt. And so, in the butt muscle. And this was something I've come to get very used to here. I'd only ever seen it in like an old-timey like cartoon where the little kid pulls down his trousers to get a vaccine in his butt. And I've never been asked to do that in the United States, ever. And so ever since I was a kid, I've had extreme phobia of needles. And also, like, if I cut myself, not so much the blood, but the act of like breaking the skin would make me pass out. And so I've always had this really horrible fear. And now, because I've had so many of these vaccines in the butt, and I've gotten these tattoos, and I had a fairly major surgery here that required a lot of poking, I have gotten over this fear. Because this morning when he said, "Hey, I want to give you a antibiotic shot in your butt muscle," I'm in the past would have been like, "Oh my God, there's no way I'm doing that. I don't care how much I'm sick or dying, I'm avoiding this at all costs." And today I joked about it with him. I said, "Oh, I'm probably gonna cry like a little girl," because the first time I had to get one of these shots was two winters ago. Yeah, it was 2 winters ago, the winter before last, and I was so sick. I don't know if it was a strain of COVID or what, but I kept getting like this flu, and I would be sick for 10 days, I'd get better for 10 days, and I'd get it again. And finally, I got these like vitamin vaccine shots in my butt, and I felt amazing after that. So I was like, "Wow, these really do help." But I cried like a little girl. Like, it was like face up and I'm like, "Woo!" Not the most empowering moment for me at all. But today, I'm so proud of myself because I just like, "Okay, we're doing this. I'm probably gonna cry like a little girl." And we like joked about it. And I was like, "It's gonna be fast, right? It's not gonna be hurt." He's like, "No, it's not gonna hurt." It did ache afterwards quite a lot, but I feel so much better, you guys. I feel so much better. So that is change. And I want to take a moment to talk about this because we have the power to get over and overcome any fear that we have, no matter what it is, no matter how deep-seated it is. Because I tell you what, this fear I've had of needles is deep. I've had it since I was a little kid. I remember being so sick that my parents took me to the doctor and they wanted to do a blood draw. And I remember it took four people to hold me down and I was screaming and crying about that. I was just terrified. And I remember being in like a health class in school, and they were talking about like blood and needles and all these things. I started feeling woozy, and I had to go out into the hallway and sit down. Like, this has been something that has been here for, I don't know, like my entire life. And I came to Mexico, and I've been sick, and I've had the surgeries, and I've forced myself to be like, "I'm gonna be brave. This is something I want to get over." And this is where the name Tacos and Tattoos comes from for this podcast. It's not a silly little thing. It's not because, "Oh, I have tattoos and I'm in Mexico." No, it's because Mexico changed me. It gave me the opportunity. It saw my fears and it gave me the opportunity to decide that I no longer wanted to live my life being controlled by these fears. Isn't that cool? Isn't it cool how the universe presents you with those type of opportunities? Because I had always wanted a tattoo, but I had always told myself that I was too afraid to do it. And so when I came to Mexico and I met somebody who was like, heck yeah. It was no longer, cost was no longer the issue. It was like so cheap to do the tattoos. And when cost was no longer an issue, and they were like, yeah, I'll draw it for you, I'll make it so cool. And then they did, and I was like, oh my God, it's amazing. And I was like, but I don't know if I can do it. I have this fear. It was an identity. A fear becomes an identity. Because I said, I have this fear, I am afraid. And whatever we say with I am, it's an identity. Or I have. Even I have blue eyes. I have green hair. I have purple hair. I have blonde hair. Then you say, I'm a blonde. Or I'm alternative because my hair changes with my mood. Right? So Mexico gave me these opportunities to be like, okay, I want to feel better now. Because in the doctor's office, the only time in the U.S., in the doctor's office in the U.S., anytime I'd get a vaccine, it was for something that wasn't, it was a preventative. Like, it wasn't because I was actively sick. It was because I didn't want to get sick in the future. Well, that's not as, like, empowering to be like, oh, I'm just going to avoid getting tetanus. Yes, it's important, but it's not like, okay, I feel horrible. I want to feel better sooner. If I take this shot, I'm going to feel so much better. And then you do feel better, and you're like, wow, because I was brave, I feel better. Or because I was brave and I did this tattoo, now I've got this tattoo and I feel so, like, sexy from it. It was so empowering. So I invite you, like, what are you afraid of right now? And what opportunities has the universe given you in the past to decide to get over it? Or not allow it to control you anymore or be your identity? What are those things? Or maybe you're not even aware that you have these things, these fears, and you just allow them to control your life without even noticing. Isn't that scary? So next time you feel a little afraid, like, notice what you're telling yourself. Oh, I can't do that because. Like, what is that thing that you can't do? And why is it that you're telling yourself you can't do it? Because I'm telling you, if I, Keely Stawicki, can get over my fear of needles and go into a doctor's office on an idle Monday and get a shot in her butt without crying, you can do anything too, I'm telling you. Whatever that fear is, whatever that thing holding you back, it only exists in the realm of your mind. It's not a reality until you allow it to hold you back from something you want to do. So I'm now feeling better. I'm sure tomorrow I'm going to feel a little crappy again because whatever cocktail of magical potion that he put in me is going nowhere off. He said it was an antibiotic shot, and then he gave me antibiotic pills, but within a couple hours I was like, oh, I feel so much better. And tomorrow I'll feel even more better, and then the next, yeah. Thank you. But I invite you to really start noticing what those fears are and how they're holding you back. Because you can do absolutely anything that you set your mind to, but you just have to say, yes, I can, or I'm going to try, instead of I can't do that. Because every time you say you can't do it, you're right, you can't. But at least if you try, there's going to be an opportunity for it to work out for you. And it may not work out the first time. Maybe, you know, when I went to get my first tattoo, it was a small one. It's right behind my ear. It took 5 minutes. And then it was a little boost in confidence, the little boost that I needed to be able to say yes to the one that took 3 hours. It actually took 6 hours because it took 3 hours the first session and 3 hours the next session. But I couldn't have done that without the small yes, the first one, the one that was right behind my ear, the first tattoo. So with that, much love, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'll keep you updated more on my travels throughout the next couple months, because it's always an adventure in Mexico.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who is ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but has struggled with settling in the past? Join the free masterclass to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.